take a few moments to enter into the breath of this whole circle and let your breath and that breath be one breath. I wanted to say a few words about the Supreme Vocation that we repeat before all of these dance meetings, because we're following the example of Samuel Lewis, who did it. It was brought to the West by his teacher, Hazar Nayat Khan. But what does it mean? Toward the One. And Nayat Khan originally expressed it as saying, merging with the One, constantly seeking to merge oneself with the One. This later became toward the One, meaning the One is that which is beyond all of our concepts, that unity that embraces all, the absolute oneness of it all. So we're always moving towards that realization, because we may be full of a great oneness of this circle, but what about all the beings that are outside the circle? What about all of the animals? What about all of the rest of creation? What about all of the creatures in the hell realms and the heaven worlds? You know, there's always more to encompass. So rather than saying, I am the One, an affirmation, which is wonderful if we know what we're saying, but we may be only affirming some limitation. We admit that we are always moving towards a greater sense of oneness. You know, whatever we've realized, we give over and dedicate to that process of becoming more whole, more complete, more in the One. And so then we say the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, because it's not enough to just recognize some absolute oneness. We have to recognize that it's a composite of all the wonderful qualities that there are. Love, harmony, and beauty simply being those that Hazar Nayat Khan chose to emphasize for this period of time. What the world needs is to really find the principle of harmony, really to find what love truly is, to follow beauty as religion, to make beauty your religion, to bow before that which moves your heart in beauty. You know, so these are just three ideals that are mentioned of all those that could be mentioned and are suggested by saying the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, and we could go on forever. But the invocation, what we're doing is we're aligning our intention. We're saying this is our goal, to move in this way, to become ever more complete, ever more effaced in that oneness, to be united, that oneness which is the composite not only of the transcendental absolute, but all the qualities and all the perfections, love, harmony, and beauty. The only being, the One who knows through all of our knowing, the One who is truly awake in all of our awakening, that knowing One, the only being, is our true being, our true self, our Atman, if you will. So, toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being. And then we complete our intention by moving from the human side of things and saying, united with all the illuminated souls. Meaning, you know, we don't take this path on our own. We take it, you know, we're following in the footsteps of giants, I mean, or angel giants. I mean, we have this tremendous heritage of all those that have gone before us to offer us light and guidance and knowledge on the path. We consciously unite with all the illuminated souls, whether known or unknown to the world, all those who have awakened to their true essence, to their Atman, to the God within. However you put it, you know, your words with them. So this is just the way that we choose to say it together, because by saying it together, we attain a kind of unity around an intention. And in time it deepens, and a community is established by having a mutual intention. And this phrase kind of sums it up. And because it carries with it, for us, for some of us, where the origin of the dances and all the rest of it, it's really appropriate before the dances to call on, in this conscious way, all those illuminated souls, united with all the illuminated souls, who form the embodiment of the Master. This may be a phrase that is mysterious to you. You might say to form the embodiment of the district, you want to take it from the winner. Or you might say, who formed the embodiment of the mastery, if you want to take it from the soul point of view. We don't quite get the word master, but what it means is mastery, the mastery of the mystery. Who formed the embodiment of the master, all the illuminated souls form the embodiment of a living beingness which is full of life, full of all these wonderful qualities, full of guidance for humanity. In fact, that is the spirit of guidance, the composite, the livingness of all this illumination, which is ongoing in relation to the earth, so that at one point in time, the spirit of guidance might have said, for example, to choose a contemporary example, it's wrong to be homosexual. But at this point in time, the spirit of guidance is not saying that. We have the wisdom of the ages combined with the composite knowledge of our ongoing psychological realities of the present. And it's an answer to the need of the moment, which is what the spirit of guidance sums up in its livingness from all this source. So this is a lot of words about it. And again, we're responding to something that was put into the suggestion box. So let's just take a moment and we'll say the invocation today. Toward
the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance.
Stay in this breath and let it expand. All is more important.